As I mentioned yesterday, we're in the middle of a sugya of shtaros, understanding the concept of kayach hashtar, which we're going to come back to today. Yesterday, we focused on the briska rav siddish, that somebody who writes a shtar has an emunus on the shtar, what we call the baal hashtar. Baal hashtar has a nemonis, the tiny hashtar of zuyas, and that's all included in the kayach hashtar. Yesterday, one of the horrors that was brought up on the briska rav, on the first point of the briska rav, that a husband, benegei hashtar, doesn't have a shame bal dovar. He's not considered a person that you're being mitzi from. He's considered, he has this kayak which we call bal hashtar. And the nafkamina was that if he be al bal dovar, he tries to take money from me, then I can tie anything. I can say anything that helps me save my money. And if so, even if I tie it's not in lishma, I would have a din like two. The Brit Rav said, no, a husband is not a bal dovar. His wife doesn't, it's not his possession that you consider being mighty from him. A wife is like rather the husband's nemanis comes as bal hashtar, as the writer of the shtar, and that only gives him a nemanis from his oyes and not a nemanis on the shma. So the question was asked yesterday that the baal should be a baal dovar because he's going to lamaisa, there are financial repercussions in the fact that he has to pay ksuba, or for that matter, he loses control of Hanichse Malug, and it might be a da'a not his, and Hamatsiya is not his. There are financial repercussions. So, because of those financial repercussions, let us say that he is a baal dovar. So, yesterday during Shir, to try to explain to Biskarav, we were talking that maybe it's only a result of the get. The get itself is a davar shaver, but that's a result. But it's not so. Tosfos on Daf Testament Aleph says the Feirish that just like the husband has an emunah to say mezuyas, the same thing, if the woman is coming to Manai Nechsuva from Lekuchais, she's coming to collect her money, and she goes to Lekuchais, people who bought fields to the husband. Those lekuchas are also balei davar. They could say the get was mezuyas. So we see from Tosfos on Daf Tes that the fact that there are financial repercussions to you does make you a baal davar, because Tosfos says that lekuchas are also balei davar. So if lekuchas are balei davar, certainly, and they're losing what? They're losing. They have to give up what they bought. They'll get the money back from the husband eventually. And that could sit a baal davar, certainly the husband himself would be a baal davar, the gabi the money. So it seems true that the husband is a baal davar, the gabi money. But it's not a steer to the briskara, because that's only when it's coming to the money. When it comes to the money, he could say, I don't want to pay, it's not proven. But when it comes to whether she's a Megureshes, it's not going to change things. Lamash, a man gives a woman a gift. He sends it with a shliach brings it, and the man is maida was a good get, the shliach is maida was a good get, the woman is, everyone's maida is a good get. And now the woman goes to take the ksuba from fields that were sold, from lekuchas. Lekuchas say, it's mezuyas, we don't want to pay. It was a mezuyas to kishtar. So Tosfos there says they could tie into that. So let me ask you. You think if the lekuchas say, we don't want to pay, it's mezuyas, you think they're now going to make it ois get and she'll be an ashes ish? I think so. You think when the lekuchas say, mezuyas, we're about davar, you're trying to take away the field. So we're tying this mezuyas, we don't want to pay. Now is there a havamina that that'll make it ois get, l'gabi dinei eishas ish? About the not. The lekuchas are on, they're tying by one. We're talking there when this chad, there are no two eggs. I say lekuchas, but I mean there's one of the lekuchas is saying, he's ma'ar. even though ein erev pachas mishnayim, but he's a bal davar. He could say, mizuyah, I don't want to pay. So he's only going to have a kayak, look, I'll be not paying. Not going to have a kayak to wound the shtar that she should be an eishes ish, the pasha. Right? When you go to the person who owns the field, he says, I don't want to pay, it's mizuyah. He can say that, not that we believe him, but he's a bal davar. He can say, I don't want to pay, it's mizuyah. He's not going to pass on the shtar. Of course he wouldn't pass it. Pasha he would. You're right. But then the same thing with the husband. The husband, if you're going to say he's a bal davar because of the money, so nachinam. If you say he's a bal davar, the gabi the money, not a bal davar, the gabi the ish. So if you come to take away money from him, we'll say mizuyah. But gabi the money, he's believed out bal davar. That's true. The gabi the money. The Briskerav is talking, Lagabi the get to make her oisaishas ish. Lagabi that, the Briskerav saying, the husband's not a baldavar, he's just a bala, he has nemonis a bala shtar, but he's not a baldavar. Because Lagabi the ishas of the woman, that's the Briskerav's whole Torah, he's not a baldavar, he's a bala shtar. I'm saying all this just to answer this aura that was thrown around here yesterday in Shia. But the kuchais, any bal davar, when we say he's believed, it doesn't mean he's believed. It means that he can get away with the time. That if you want to do my too money for me, I say something. It's not that person believes me, it's just that I'm a Muslim. I get my kind of carries away. Okay, in the meantime, let's see Vaita the Gemara. It would come out that Lagabi, this is all not, this is all what? Until Taina, I know wasn't with Mishma, so I don't want to pay Ksuba. So for that, Lagabi Ksuba could be a good Taina. But it won't ruin the get, because he's only. It's all totally Ksuba. Ksuba in the same way. It's a package in the Mamanis, so yeah, you know. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Kivan da amamar b'snei kama noisnei lar b'yechem v'rachanina chad amar b'snei beis chad amar b'snei gimel v'yikara mei b'kayik v'lei osio la ruya nash. What are Rabbi Yechem v'rachanina? They said that the get has to be given in front of two or three. We already mentioned the way that the Yehuda learns that b'snei gimel, which I assume he's passing b'snei gimel, he says after you give him amish in front of a bezdin, we don't pass him that way, we pass him that maybe a shliach has to give, but the guest normally doesn't have to be given in front of a bezin. But be that as it may, our Gemara is saying that there's a umdun of me, kara me dikdai. So there are two pshatim in this Gemara, Rashi brings both. The Eid Echad says before I neftah, and it's stronger than a regular Eid Echad because we have this umdun of before I neftah. So what does that umdina help? So Rashi's second shot is it helps to make it like Suedin. It's totally believed. Because Zayda Echad plus an umdina may karame digdai. So that shot is, I think, is a bigger chiddush. The first shot is better. First shot is he's an Eid Echad. But since may karame digdai, the husband will be afraid to say lies. Because he'll see no one's going to believe me. And Eid Echad came, and in front of two or three people he said this. So therefore the husband will be afraid to be ma'ar. But not, according to Rashi's first chat, not that he's the emes belief against the husband. And that's the question of Rashi's tupshatim is the following. After we finish the sugya, well done, we're rabbi. Now, if the erechad, the shliach comes, he says, b'fanei nechta, and he comes into bed and he does what he's supposed to. He comes in front of two or three, says funny enough. And then the Baal is Ma'ara. Does the Baal have an emunis to be Ma'ara or not? Mamaisa, does he have an emunis? So you can learn the Gemara, Pashup Shat in the Gemara, that he has no emunis. Because the Baal is, we have an undana, the Baal is made of Dayik. And Hayas, the Baal is made of Dayik, the Shliach is made of Dayik, the Baal no longer can be Ma'ara. Yeah, it's the Pasuk Shat in the Gemara, which is Rashi's second Shat. It's a very big Kiddush. Once you say b'farei nefta, the husband can't be Ma'ar. Rashi's first Shat disagrees with that. It's really totally in the sugya and heyamid days, if the Baal could be ma'ar afterwards. So I will see in heyamid days. The markers of machlokes rishonim. The Rashba names on like Rashi's first shot, and the Ritzvah names on like Rashi's second shot. It's machlokes rishonim. And again, it's a question of bottom line. Not having this maskana. Lemaskana. The shliach says the parayin yachdav. One shliach. He says parayin yachdav. The Baal is ma'ar. Does his error, he says, does that error carry weight or not? Totally a Rashi Susha. Gemara goes on, Vaito Larava, Domala Fishane, the Matsuyama Taimai. And now we change gears. We're not talking about Lashma anymore. We're talking about Eidim Matsuyama Kaimai. So the Gemara goes through the whole same Shakla Vitaria. We buy Trey, Zididiavi Akim Shtaris Daoma. Boy Trey Fakium Nidi the Havi Akim Shtaris the Alma. Which is always needs two. Kim Shtaris the Alma always needs two. So this star should also need two. What? So here, if you want a two-way for Kiyam Ashtar, so you should need to, if you don't want a two-way for Kiyam Ashtar, so then what is one going to help? Which kind of show? Let's see, when I get this, stop me, okay? Need, I'm just wondering about the Lush and Need, I'm looking at the words. Needy the Havi, Akim Shtaris the Alma. Every time you Kiyam Shtaris, you need to win. Just thinking, I mentioned to you yesterday, the Rambam Shita is that Shtaris are midrabanan. Right? I mentioned yesterday. Rambam holds all Shtaris are the Rabbanan. In our Torah, it's Mepiyambal and Mepiksavam, it doesn't work. So the Rabban asked from Gidden and Kedushin. Gidden is the Ferish of the Parsi, the Kotel Mos Sefer Krisus. So the Teretz usually is that the Rambam is Maida Gidden Adairaisim. He only means other shtarais are the rabbanon, the shtarim are not the rabbanon. But gittin, that's the first of the pasuk. The Rambam never meant gittin are not the raisin. The Rambam meant other shtarais are the rabbanon. Just interesting, if you hold gittin are the raisin and other shtarais are the rabbanon, so the Gemara says, we buy trey, needy the havi akim shtaris alma. Get should need to aid the fakiyum, just like every star, just like shtaros, which are shvacher shtaros, which are only the drabonim, need to. So a get, which is deraisa, should also need to. Well, funny, maybe get is deraisa, it has the presumption of being kosher, and shtaros is drabonim, maybe that needs to. Well, the comparison is a little. No. At any rate, the Gemara answers the same teretz as before, Eirecha Nemam Bisurim, which means in the Havamina the Gemara held that the Gili Nilsa Bialma, like Tosa said, and Eirecha is believed by Gili Nilsa Bialma. In fact, the Gemara, no, Eimedem Eirecha Nemam Bisurim, Kogin Echatiha Sam Shachay Lav Safa Shoshuman. The Lay is Chazik Yisurim. Avalacha is Chazik Yisurim, Dei Shasish, Avadava Shabar, but in Dava Shabar, folks from Shnayim. So this Kasha, is it one Kasha or is it two Kashas? Right, so we went through already, right? The two ways of learning before, same two ways of learning here. Right? If it's two kashas, one kashas is davar shebe'erva, and one kashas chazik yisura. At any rate, the Gemara answers, b'dinu d'bekim shtaris nami lo l'boy. So here it's different than the previous Gemara. Till now the Shakuntai is the same. Now the Gemara says no. B'dinu de b'kiyum shtaris nami loyli boi. Really, shtaris don't need kiyum. What does b'dinu mean? What does it mean b'din? B'dinu means like me, ikra din. No, ikra din shtaris don't need kiyum. Kidur shlokish, don't read shlokish, don't read shlokish, don't read shlokish, don't read. So min ha-Torah, no shtar needs kiyum. Every shtar is presumed to be kosher. Avo Rabbanu da'astra. And the Rabbanu said you have to say b'farei nechta. Now when they say you have to say b'farei nechta, they really would have required two Edim. So this is the difference from the previous sugya, which we're going to focus on. Let's just finish the Gemara. Haikulu Chumru, same kash as before. Same kash as before. That the Baal Bima'ar. Now here Rashi doesn't say Ukichad Lagabechad. Because here the Baal Bima'ar, same as Zayyat. The Zayyat Hitaka has in them on it, the same as Zayyat as the Baal Ashtar. So it's even a Shtaka kash, the Baal Mamishbi believe. How can it work against him? And for the Gemara, even though I'm a rabbit, they come and they still love. Yechon echadim, chanuk nishan, chanuk nishan, chanuk nishan, chanuk nishan, chanuk nishan, chanuk nishan, chanuk nishan. Alright, so the whole chiluk in the Shachar Vitaria is the two lines where it brings Rish Lakish, the chidishir of Kiyam Shtaris. What is our Gemara Megala to us? That min HaTaira, a star doesn't need Kiyam. And we're talking about all Shtaris. Simon and Sagittin, all stars, Minatayra, don't need Kiyum. Why? Because of Rish Lakish's memra of Nasa Kamishnach Regis and the best. So Minatayra stars don't need Kiyum. The Rabbanan said it needs Kiyum, so okay, once it's in the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan set it up however they want. Why is it that Minatayra doesn't need Kiyum? So Rashi here says a half a line. This Rashi, we'll see. Rashi nasu kamishnech regus in the bed. Rashi says, why do we assume a shtar is good? Doesn't it kiyam in that tire? The lechosef inish l'ziyufe. Rashi says that a person is not chotzef inish l'ziyufe. It's a chutzpah to falsify signatures. Lechosef inish l'ziyufe. Why is it a chutzpah to be mizayif? Why is it a chutzpah to be mizayif? What? Because maybe they'll find the people. It's a chutzpah to be mizayif, maybe they'll find the people. I'll tell you, sure, it says something like that, because there'll be galamilsa later. I'll tell you the truth, if I was a crook and I was forging, I could pick any two item I want, I would pick people who died. I mean, I wouldn't sign it and date it after they died, because then it would be suspicious. But I would date it before they died. That's really what I would do. No? I said, maybe the children will recognize it, other people who know them. I can make up names. I can make up names. I'll just sign Yosef ben Shimon. Just like Yosef ben Shimon. Okay, what? Yeah. Well, we're saying here that being Mizayif Dash, but being Mizayif, the Ziyuf itself, you can really make up names. But Rashi says it's not the nature of a person. People generally are not Mizayif Shtaris. The Matthias is that way. People are hesitant to write for Shtaris. Chatzah finish with the Yufay. Person. Lying is one thing, putting it on paper is something else. A person is such a umdin over a chatzah finish with Yufe, and that's that. Oh, it's true. In what cases where people are mizayif? All right, there are cases where people are robbers and murderers also. But okay, Rashi says that lechatzav is ziyufe. That generally people are a full-blooded crook will do a lot of things, but people are hesitant to be mizayif, and that's why kiyum shtaris adirabah. Now, yes, maybe, but that doesn't take away from what the Rashi is saying. As if they said in Bez. It's adequate, Kilu they did a Bez. Yeah, because of like how to finish. Yeah? So it's like Aden if the Jewish of the Chakira. Interesting. It's like a very good finish. You're right. Now we'll see. I just want to be magnum a idea you should have that's mentioned, or whatever the place can bring this down. that we pass in Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanan, and there are three, we'll see later a fourth, there are three Nafkaninis, whenever it's brought down, Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanan, therefore, there are three Kulis that we have by Kiyum Shtaris. One, that Kiyum Shtaris could be Shalai Bifnei Abaldin. Normally, Bezdin doesn't accept witnesses against you unless you're in Bezdin. Bezdin doesn't take witnesses. Someone says you broke their window. So, the din is that you have to say Eidus in front of the Baal Dover. It's a daraisa. We don't have a pasuk. If you want to say Eidus about someone, it has to be in front of him. Ad kedei kach, it says that if you, by a shar niskel, if you're saying Eidus to give skila to the shar, they bring the shar into bed. There's another tell him. The shar is in bed. Success hakasa. You want to say this against someone? He has to be in bed. Kiyum shtaris doesn't need b'fanam. Bezdin is mekayim shtaris shalai b'fanam. Because since kiyum shtaris is the rabbanon, and it's just like an insurance to make sure the shtar is good, so we allow it even shalai b'fnei ha bal davar. That's one kula. Second kula is Neman Adam Gadol, the Godline, to say Mashara Bikatnusa. Normally, we had this at the very end of the second parak of Ksuvis, that normally a Gadol comes into Bezdin, says he saw something when he was a Katan, normally we don't believe him. Because you saw when you were a Katan, we can't trust such a Haggad. But by Kiyum Shtaris, we trust someone to say, I recognize my father's signature. When I was a child, I used to see it all the time. Even if it was only the Katnusai. We trust by Kiyum Shtaris. And the third kula is Eid Nasadayin. Normally we pass an Eid Nasadayin. The witness can't be a Dayin, can't be the judge. Here we pass an Eid Nasadayin. The Eid who says, this is the, I recognize the signature, he could be one of the three who signs on the Kiyum. So these are three kulis that we say because Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanan. Now, we are going to have, not today, but we're going to have cases where Kiyum Shtaris are deraisa, and wherever Kiyum Shtaris is deraisa, these three kulis don't hold true. But in a typical case, which is Kiyum Shtaris the Rabbanan, these three kulis hold true. As always, but the Mekar made it dayik, he's saying in front of himself, doesn't make him be made it dayik. He's an umdin, he's made it dayik, he's saying it in front of others. In front of himself, he's not afraid he'll catch himself lying, he knows what he's doing. There have to be two others, or three others, to ensure that he's made it dayik. Rabbi Chanan in Bava Basra, in a few places in Bava Basra, has writes about the concept of Kaya Hashtar. And one of them is in the 10th parak of Bava Basra. It's in Rabbi Chanan, in the Kaya Shurim, it says Taf Kuf Tzadik. Rabbi Chanan asks the kasha on Rashi. We're saying that Eidim who signed the shtar are kinishadachru Eidus and Bedez. We never met them, we didn't see them, all we see is their signature. But it's kinishadachru, they're two Eidim. Why are they two Eidim? Like Rashi, the Leichatze finish was a Yufa. Frek Rabbi Chanan, Leichatze finish was a Yufa is only an Umdina, not Eidus. It's an umdina. So what are you telling me? Eidim who signed the shtar have a din Eidim. They have a din Eidim. They have a din umdina. Two Eidim is the strongest raya that exists. Right? Two Eidim, that's the strongest raya that exists in the Torah. If two Eidim say something, they can even give Nisa. Our Gemara is saying, two Eidim on a shtar are also two Eidim. They have the same level of Nemanis, Kimishnechu Eidus and Bedez. So that's Rashi, why? Because we have an Umdina. That's Rav Chanan. So what do you mean? So a shtar is not two edges. A shtar is an umdina, then it's true. That's two edim. It's umdina, that's not two edim. That's we see a shtar, we have umdina. A person doesn't forge a shtar, so the sum is true. Well, I'm sad, it's still not mamish two edim. Is it? What? His lashon is, it's only in an ansadi. It's not mamish two edim. That's the question.
What?
Okay, with a little nekuda, you're right. He has something. Does it? Every two edim that come, we trust them because the Torah says you have to. There are two edim. Some say that two edim could lie. The reason we trust them is two edim is a certain level. Two edim is not 100%. But two edim is a certain percentage that we accept. They themselves are two edim, they're that percentage of nemanos. Now you say two edim and a shtar are also. So if the two edim and the shtar are mamish people, maybe. But if it's only about chatzah finish as you say, so it's only as believable as this umdina. Is this umdina the same as two live people in front of us? Probably not. The people come in front of us, they're even better. Like the Rambam. What do you mean the Shtar is Eidim? If you mean what I'm about to say, then good. But what he's saying is what we said yesterday. Rabbi Chanan says that the concept of Shtar is a concept of Kayach HaShtar. And his language is incredibly strong, that any shtar, he says, is assumed to be credible, even if it only makes sense the derech rachik. If in order to say the shtar makes sense, you have to bend over backwards, you still, there's a Kayach HaShtar, which is that every shtar is presumed to be kosher. I'll bring you some mishalim that Rav Chanan brings. Rav Chanan brings a number of examples. Some of them are easier, some of them are tremendous kiddushim. For example, Rav Chanan brings, what happens if you have a shtar and it's signed by two eidim and it says it was written on Yud Cheshvin, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We look up the calendar and we see Yud Cheshvin was Shabbos. These are from a Yidden. Something wrong with the shtar? It says Yud Cheshvin, it says that it has to say a time. The truth is that the Hebrew date doesn't have to say a time. Because the Hebrew date is from Shkia to Seis. Shkia to Shkia, Seis to Seis. It says a day and it's Mavura to us that it's Shabbos. What do we do with the shtar? If the shtar was written sometime, you see it was written. There's something wrong with it. So it could be it was written earlier in Shtar Mocher. Could be it was written later, it's a shtar mugdin. One or the other. What's the din? A shtar mugdin is possible, a gamri. If you predate a shtar, it's a possible shtar. A shtar mocher is a kosher shtar. There's something wrong, there's some mistake in the shtar. I made a mistake. Either it was mocher or it was mugdin. Now, if it's just a mistake, I guess it's a 50-50 chance. Right? They could have written it Friday by mistake day in Shabbos, or Sunday written it. The halacha is that we assume bivadois, that the shtar mocher, and we master the shtar. You bring some Rishbam in Baba Basra, that the shtar is assumed to be kosher. Why? Because that's the din of shtar. The din of shtar is, like I told you yesterday, there's a kayach, an assumption of kashrus on the shtar. More than that, if you have a shtar with Eidim, and the second pair of Eidim come and then mazim the first Eidim, the shtar was written on a date that was written on a certain date in a certain city, and there are two other Eidim come and they say, how could you have written that shtar and said you were in this city on that day? Manu ha'yisem b'makom tzlayim, you were with us in a different place. So the Eidim amuzamim, and you all know Eidim zaymin is. to have posel, to have a deep soul. Such a bachana. The shtar is kosher. We'll assume it was a shtar mo'ukher. They wrote it earlier. The taka muzim on what they said it happened on this day. But we're not going to pass on the shtar. We'll say it's a shtar kosher, it's a shtar mo'ukher. Because the Torah gave, according to the Rambam, the Rabbanan gave, the Torah gave a certain kayach to shtar. We assume it's kosher.
More than if they were coming to say themselves.
In a way, it's more than if they were coming to say themselves. If they come to say themselves, it's not possible it's more. So it's really the same. Just say we have no option. Here we have an option of saying they posted it. Even more. And this is a Gemara. This is not Rishonim. You don't need any rights. The Gemara says a case in Bava Basra where a shtar is written, someone signs his name, Yaakov Eis. And he's from a certain city. It says Yaakov Eis from a certain city. And we know all the people in the city. That's not New York City. It's definitely in Europe. We know everybody in the city. There is no Yaakov in the city. There's no such person. But if there is such a person, we know this is not his signature. So the Gemara says, we're Mashir the Shtar, because there are some people who maybe their father's name is Yaakov, and there are people who sign their name with their father's name, they write Yaakov. There are some people who write that way. So we should be Mashir the Shtar because of that. Which, Rabbi Chalitza says, is already a double rafa. It's not typical for a person to do things. Whereas Dilma, maybe there's someone who signs his name Yaakov. It's interesting. The Gemara says later in the Masechta that a person could have any signature he wants. You could sign your name whatever you want. Your name could be Yaakov, and if you always sign your name Yitzchak, it's a good signature. The Gemara says Rav is the sign, a design of a fish. Is to draw a sign design of a fish, and that's the way he lived the last parrot. And that's the way he always signed. But says another Amira used to always make a Sama. I don't know what it was with the Sama for, but that was his signature. Any scroll a person writes for a signature, it's kosher. Sometimes they had a chasna, and the eight signs of Tsuba, and his name, whatever his name is, he spells his own name wrong. It's fine. They can write Yaakov with an Aleph, it's spelled wrong, but that's the way he always signs his name, that's his signature, no problem. So the Gemara says, if you have Yaakov Eid, even if you know there's no one in town whose father's name is Yaakov, so he comes to have written in the name of his father. The Gemara says, maybe. He's like Rav, who signed a shape of a fish for a signature. So maybe he's into Yaakov. And therefore, we're mashing the shtar bevados. Because the shtar, that's Koyach HaShtar. Koyach HaShtar is that if there's no error on the shtar, there's an assumption of credibility to every shtar, no matter what the shtar is. We assume that the shtar is kosher. Okay, 1 second. It has to be ice. Why does this have to be Rashi? Zakta Bochanan. What is this concept of Kaya HaShtar? What's it based on? Now, I mentioned to you yesterday that really Dina Mominus can't exist without shtaris. It would be impossible, or virtually impossible, to run business without shtaris, to run dinei mamonis. You can never lend someone money, you can have two eidim, who knows? I mean, short term you can lend. But major investments, you're going to bet everything that these people will be available. All right, nowadays they have telephones, you can get a hold of them. Once upon a time, someone lived in your city, if you moved one city away, it would be hard to get a hold of them. So, shtaris, in a way, they have to be shtaris. But the concept of shtaris is based on this teva of people, that people are reluctant to forge shtaris for some reason. It's in human nature to be reluctant to forge shtaris. And that is the basis for the concept of Koyach HaShtar. The entire concept of Koyach HaShtar is that when people put things on paper and an official document, they're very careful. They're very careful how they do it. You know, sometimes at a chasna I have the marriage license, I go over to someone, sign it. So they always ask me, my legal name, my Hebrew name, who cares? You sign it, it gets filed away in the county clerk, and no one's ever going to look at it again. That's the nature of a person. You want to sign it the diuk, and you want to do it right, and that's human nature. That human nature is what Rashi is saying, Barchatz finish. That is the whole basis of the concept of Kayach Hashtar. It's not that we're sitting here in Beis Din and we're making umdinis and we're shouting up. The Torah, or according to Rambam, the Rabbanim, created a concept of Kayach Hashtar. That concept is based, it's like a Talmud Dekra, right? They didn't mind this, we give reasons for their rights. The reason is because of Lechatzim. Lechatzim is the whole basis for this concept. So let me tell you a story Rabbi Chanan brings. This Rabbi Chanan is in Ois Kuf Pei Aleph, also in Baba Basra. Very interesting Maisa. Ruvein wrote a will. Ruvein was writing a will. He apparently didn't have relatives, close relatives that were surviving him. So in his will he wrote, I leave all my nechassim lebenais Shimon, to Shimon's daughters. That's how Ruvein wrote. I leave all my property, he wrote in his will, he did a will kedin, with a kinyan, whatever he did, I leave all my property to benais Shimon, and he had two Edim sign the will, sign the shah. Fine. So B'nai Shimon Yarshim. Ruvein died, B'nai Shimon Yarshim. Came time for B'nai Shimon to Yarshim, they brought the Shtar to Beis Din, they looked at the two Edim. One of those two Edim was married to one of the daughters of Shimon. One of those two Edim, and this Shtar was married to one of the daughters of Shimon. So now he's apostolate. So now Ruvain's craving, whatever craving they would have gotten would have not been the daughters, they're tining the Shtar is apostle. Because one of the Edim is a Karev, he's writing down his wife Yashin. And we want a Yashin, the Shtar you throw out, and now it goes to say the Yerusha, so the cousin's Yashin. This was the Din Torah. So Din Torah came to the Rashba. Sounds like an open and shut case. If I'd be the cousins, you know, one of them is married to the daughter, sounds like an open and shut case. The Rashba Paskin, he said, it doesn't say in the Shtar, Kol B'nai Shimon. It doesn't say all the daughters of Shimon Yar. It says B'nai Shimon. Hey, Yais, if we're going to assume it means all the daughters, we're going to have to pass on the Shtar. And we have a concept that we try to be Machshir a Shtar no matter what. Therefore, we'll assume that the Shtar is written to all the other daughters of Shimon, except for the one married to this age. And it's a Kashir Shtar. Taka, Shimon can't say this is his wife. His wife is not one of the Yarshim. And therefore, we're going to be Masha the Shtar. Masha the Shtar. And we'll say it doesn't mean Kol B'nai Shimon. It just means the rest of the B'nai Shimon. And they're going to Yarshim. And Nebuch Shimon's wife is out of the loop. And that's the Rashba's Pesach. You hear? So it's a Mochanan Dislashon again. You see how far we go to be Masha Shtarais. Shtarais, we always try to be Masha anyway. We can. Let me just finish the Rashba, one second. So Rabbi Chanan has a nice clef in this Rashba. You have to help me with the story to appreciate Rabbi Chanan's clef, okay? The story till now is easy. Alright, someone wrote, Ruvein wrote a Shtar to the Meshimim. He was Machsim, one of the husbands of one of the daughters of Shimon. So let's say Shimon had five daughters. Right? He had five daughters. And one daughter, Dina, was married to Reuven. She was married to one of the Edom. So now they come to Beis Din. They say the Shtar is puzzle. It's the husband. So we say, okay, Dina doesn't Yarshin. The other four sisters Yarshin. And Dina's out of the loop. And punish Beis Din Pasuk. Where's the Rashba? What happens if later it's Nizbarer that the marriage of Dina to this Eid was a Kedushay Tos? Let's say later they find out that Dina is an Elonis or she's a Balas Mom of some sort. So it's a Kedushay Tos, Ois marriage. What do we do now? That's a shiloh.
What?
He found out later. At the time the shtar was written, Shimon, David was married to Dina. At the time the get, the shtar was put through Bezdin, he was married. He assumed it meant the other sisters, not this sister. Now, later, it turns out that he was never married to Dina. So Dina says, hooray, I'm not married to him. I could go back and be Tezeya Marche. Look at the Yerusha. What? Karv is possible as Tzeres HaKasuch. We talked about this before in their mind. She said, even Moshe and Aaron are possible. So it means it's possible as Tzeres HaKasuch. So we thought that David is a Karv. But it was a mistake. David was not a Karv. So should we say that the Shtar, at the time it was written, it didn't include Dina? It did? No, Reuven didn't know that it was going to be a kiddush. So I'll tell you a case that was a star later. What?
What?
She should get. What's the need of? Says the Rashi. She should get. What? You passed him before. If I would have passed him originally, I would have passed him the shtar. But that would have been a mistake. Because really, I would have passed the shtar the toss. What? Reuven is the one who died. Shimon is just the Shimon. Says, but I should. Normally, I would say these are all the daughters. So it should be kosher. So therefore, she should yash. She should. Everyone said she should, except for Yosef. What? No, you're not happy. Your Bacham is saying a very sharp word. Your Bacham is saying something very sharp, and you have to listen. In the original Din Torah, what happened? We're sitting in Bezdin, and they bring a shtar that Reuven said, I leave a Yerusha to Bnei Shimon. So Bezdin's sitting here. And Bezdin's looking at the shtar and they're saying there's a problem. It says I live in Yerusha to Bnei Shimon, and one of the Edom is married to Dina Bas Shimon. What am I going to do? So Bezdin says, Dr. Rashba, what does Bezdin say? Bezdin says, alright, doesn't say call Bnei Shimon. We'll be Machshir the shtar. We'll say the other four daughters Yarshin and not Dina. What is Bezdin saying? Are they saying this was the intention of the writers of the shtar? Or they're not saying this was the intention of the person who wrote the shtar? What do they say? What do they say? Pashit is saying this must be what they meant. It must be who they meant. I'm leaving it to the other four daughters and not to Dina. So you can argue with me, but one second. So are we saying that must be what Reuven meant, or are we not saying that must be what he meant? Are there two ways to look at it? If we say that's what Reuven meant, he didn't mean to give it to Dina, so it doesn't help that later Dina's not married. Who cares? Well, Maisa, Reuven didn't mean to leave it to Dina. If he would have wanted to leave it to Dina, he would have gotten different Edom. Reuven didn't mean to leave it to Dina. If the vart of the Rashba is this is what they meant, so then Dina shouldn't yarshin. You follow? This is basically what you were saying, that if originally Bishas didn't in Torah, you agree with me? Or you don't follow? Or you disagree? You don't disagree because I would hear it.
Why should we write Kol B'nai Simon? You write B'nai Simon. Why should we write Kol? That's the only way to find your Kol, but you don't write Kol.
You're right. It's not a deal from the fact that you didn't write Kol. All I meant to say is if they would have written Kol B'nai Simon, then we'd throw out there, then certainly we have no choice. But as long as there's any which way to touch the star and let it remain a viable star, we do that.
Okay, but then at that point, there's no original.
The intent. And he's saying a big chiddush. The Chassid says it. One second. You follow? I want you to follow what's coming. Again, Bezdin sits down to Paskin on this star. The Bezdin says that when Reuven left the Yerusha, what was the Rashi's psak? Reuven left Yerusha, he left it only to the other sisters, and not to this Dina. So, I would learn Pashut. It means that we say that's really what Reuven meant. We have to say that's what Reuven meant. And the Meila were going to be Makshar the Shtar.
Why do you have to say that? We already established that just like Kashasar, the people that came to the
city, the world
was supposed to be
happy.
The way to make the
sacrifice,
that's what we do. Some people,
that's what he meant. Right, that's what you're saying is a big Chiddush, good. Rabbi Chanan is Mitzadeit. Maybe not. Maybe we don't know what Reuven meant. Maybe Reuven didn't know that this aid is occurring. We don't know what he meant. It's just a din that we have to be machshir shtar. It's a halacha that whenever you have shtaris, you have to be machshir shtaris. So memela we touch, it means the other four sisters. But if in order to be machshir shtar, I don't have to say that, because it comes out the aid was never married, so I say it meant all five sisters. Which is a tremendous chiddush, like bending over backwards to say, again, I just want to make sure, yichab. What do you mean it's possible? No. And why? Because Reuven. Because Reuven meant to give to Dina. And then it's possible. So any time, that means any time something comes up which could go two ways, halacha requires that I be makshir the shtar. Let's say the shtar was signed on Shabbos, could be, it was a mistake. Either it was mugda or it was mocher. When I say it was mocher, it's not because I'm convinced there really was an offer. Halacha requires that I be machshir shtar. I'm relying on the possibility that that's what he meant. Although I really have no reason to say that's what he meant, because it could be mugda mocher either. I agree with you. It's a tremendous chiddush. But can pasuk pshat in the Rashba, glatt would be to say in the Rashba that we shot up. That's what Reuven meant. Reuven meant to be machshir. Dina's husband, because he didn't need to give Dina. But Rabbi Chanan gets so strong in his yisayid of Kaya Hashtar that it's a din that we try to be Makshir Shtaris, even if we have to bend over backwards to be Makshir it, that he's saying that when the Rajba sat in his Bezdin, the Rajba sat there, this is a nice show, it's a tshuva. When Rajba sat in Bezdin and Paskin on Dishtar, and he said, Reuven didn't mean Dina, the Rashba wasn't saying, I believe Reuven didn't mean Dina. If I had to swear, I would swear he didn't mean Dina. That's not what the Rashba meant. If the Rashba had to be a betting person, I don't know if he'd bet on it. The Rashba is saying, halacha requires that we be machshir shtaris, just like in machshir eidim. The concept of kayach hashtar requires that we be machshir shtaris. And therefore, to be machshir shtar, we have to exclude Dina. But the emes, Gan Shayach, Reuven meant to include Dina. And if in a later time it will come out, it was a Kedushay Tos, and I could include Dina, then I'm going to throw Dina back into the Shtar and Shulyashin. Akadekach. You like it. I say, Rabbi Chanan went a step too far with this. It's not such a chiddush. The first pshat should never have been said. I mean, the first, our original assumption was factually sheker. In fact, it was a lie. But since it was a possibility, it was possible. Well, I still can't say it's definitely a lie. It's just unlikely. It's unlikely. It's not likely that he meant to exclude Dina. But this is possible, so when I have to be Mashi the Shtar, I'll say he meant to exclude Dina. And when I don't need to be Mashi the Shtar, I'll say he included Dina. Sorry to finish. No, grad, the Bezdin could change a Psaq if it's a change in the Matthias. If the Matthias is inspired differently, then Bezdin could change. There's no din that Bezdin can't change a Psaq. If new Aden came, then they could change. So if it turns out there was a Kedushi Taurus, it will change. The fact that Bezdin is changing is not a problem. There's no Zidus of the Beidina if the facts change. But this Kiddush Rav Ochanan, the way I see it, is a very big Kiddush. But it serves to underscore the Yisoid. The Yisoid is that this Kayach HaShtar is Ad Kedei Kach, that if we could be Masher Ishtar by saying something, which, like Rav Ochanan says, the Davar Rochak, he uses that Lashon. We do that to be Masher Shtaris, because the assumption is that Shtaris are good. That's the Yisoid of Kayach HaShtar, which Rav Ochanan, basically which Rav Ochanan buys from here. Now with this Rav Ochanan, a few other Nekudis will be answered, and one of them he mentions there in Ois Kuf Pei Aleph, and it's a shame we're going to finish that up tomorrow.